truck and bus news, powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. It's the final countdown to the arrival in Australia of the highly anticipated Freightliner Cascadia, but the all-new truck will come at the expense of a popular offering in Australia over the years, the Argosy. Daimler Trucks confirming the Argosy will be dropped in 2020, around the same time as the new bonneted Cascadia lands in our local dealerships. Between now and 2020, though, Daimler will continue to make improvements to the outgoing Argosy. One soon-to-arrive new addition is a new downspeeding E-ton Ultra Shift option for operators choosing the Detroit DD50 engine. Daimler saying it will deliver a significant fuel economy improvement. And we'll have more details on the new Freightliner Cascadia and the retirement of Argosy in coming months. The UD Quon has had a couple of issues lately that have required recall notices to be issued for the model. Issues that have required attention in recent times include a possible brake issue and an electrical fault that could affect the operation of the headlights. Now it's been found a possible issue with the fitment of the spare tyre needs attention. The spare tyre recall being overseen by the ACCC. The recall notice advising that fastening torque for the spare tyre carrier bolts may be insufficient due to an improper assembly process. They say the spare tyre may fall off the carrier, posing an accident hazard to other road users. Check out whether your UD Quon is affected on the Heavy Vehicles website. The Australian Trucking Association has attacked the current driver training system, which they say is inadequate. The ATA CEO, Ben Maguire, has made the comments after the results of an independent review of the National Heavy Vehicle Driver Competency Framework were published. Mr. Maguire telling heavyvehicles.com.au that the ATA has been concerned about how the licensing system works for some time. He says Australia's transport ministers commissioned the review in response to the ATA's concerns about driver training. The findings show the current heavy rigid training unit fails to address 6 out of 10 safety risks that it identifies. And he says the unit only partly addresses the other 4 out of 10. Mr. Maguire saying the poor quality of the driver training system is an insult to Australia's expert, hard-working truck drivers who have spent many years learning their profession. New York City operates a fleet of over 30,000 vehicles, and now there are calls for the famous city to drop diesel-powered vehicles. Clean energy advocates and health experts are lobbying the New York City Council to stop buying heavy-duty diesel vehicles for its municipal fleets, including refuse trucks and buses. The groups asked the council to instead investigate the use of natural gas-powered vehicles running on fuel made from organic wastes. They say diesel exhaust is a major source of climate-changing and health-damaging emissions and triggers asthma attacks in children. The Australian Trucking Association's called for major changes to the guidelines for building truck rest areas. The calls come after it was revealed in an AusRoads report that basic services such as access to toilets, lighting and water have been classified as desirable and not a requirement. Access to toilets, lighting and water are a basic human right, says the ATA CEO Ben Maguire. He says these amenities are a requirement. No other workplace would compromise on these facilities, so why should drivers have to? The ATA's made a number of recommendations. In regards to the report, we'll keep you updated as further details come to hand. Volvo Group Australia has been leading the way in efforts to get more Australians considering a career in the road transport industry. Now the manufacturer has backed a new program aimed at attracting more women into the truck driver's seat. Volvo Group's announced it's joining with Transport Women Australia Limited and Wodonga TAFE to deliver a pilot training program, Women Driving Transport Careers. Designed to help women obtain a heavy vehicle driver license, the truck manufacturer will supply a prime mover for the students to gain behind-the-wheel experience. The 4-week intensive training will be offered in metropolitan Melbourne and cover theory, practical training behind the wheel, mechanical appreciation and assessment. And after initial order of around 1,000 of Echo buses, authorities in Paris have gone back for more articulated buses from the Italian manufacturer. The state-owned Parisian public transport operator has chosen Iveco for the supply of another 150 urban-way 18-metre articulated Iveco buses. The buses, powered by the Cursa 8NP engine, will run on compressed natural gas or biomethane and will be manufactured at the Iveco bus plant in France.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
Noticed all the light commercial vehicles on the roads today? Well, we figured this booming segment of the market needed a new focus. Ute and Van Guide provides unbiased reviews of new utes and vans available on the Australian market. We drive and use these vehicles as they were intended to ensure you get the best information and opinions based on real-world experience before you decide which new ute or van to purchase. And stay up to date with the latest commercial vehicle news too at uteandvanguide.com.au.